आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। डिफेंस मिनिस्टर राजनाथ सिंह सेज इंडियाज डिफेंस एक्सपोर्ट्स टू रीच 50,000 crore rupees बाय 2030। Electronics exports surged 6 times in last 10 years to 3,25,000 crore rupees, informs Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says global food security goals would remain unfulfilled unless small farmers are protected. US and Italy hail India Middle East Europe Economic Corridor as one of greatest economic integration and connectivity projects of this century. Joint entrance examination main session 2 result declared, 24 students get perfect 100 NTA score. And Himanshu Jakhar wins country's first ever gold in under 18 Asian Athletics Championships in javelin throw in Saudi Arabia. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed confidence that India's defence exports will reach 50,000 crore rupees by 2030. He was speaking at the Marathwada Atmanirbhar Bharat Ki Raksha Bhumi dialogue session organised by the Chamber of Marathwada Industries and Agriculture, CMIA, at Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar in Maharashtra yesterday. Highlighting the achievements of the Modi government, Mr. Singh pointed out a remarkable 40-fold increase in defence exports during the current administration's tenure. He informed that in 2014, India's defence exports stood at around 600 crore rupees, which have surged to 24,000 crore rupees.
2014 में जो हमारी गवर्नमेंट आई थी उस समय एक्सपोर्ट जो भारत से होता था दुनिया के दूसरे देशों में वो अप्रोक्सीमेटली 600 करोड़ का होता था। आज हम वो अप्रोक्सीमेटली 24,000 करोड़ तक ले गए हैं थोड़े ही समय में। हमारा टारगेट है कि 2029-2030 तक हम इसको 50,000 करोड़ तक ले आए, और मैं कहना चाहता हूँ हमारा टारगेट ही नहीं है बल्कि हम इस टारगेट को अचीव करेंगे।
Rajasthan Governor Haribhau Bagade and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, among others, were present on the occasion. Mr. Fadnavis informed that an additional 8,000 acres of land will be acquired for the expansion of the Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor, which is currently spread across 10,000 acres. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said electronic manufacturing has increased 5 times in the last 10 years. Talking to reporters at Manesar in Gurugram of Haryana, Mr. Vaishnaw said there has been a big jump in the electronics manufacturing sector because of the Make in India initiative. He said the electronics export have also increased 6 times in the last 10 years and it has crossed 3,25,000 crore rupees.
लास्ट वर्षों में इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग 5 times बढ़ी है और इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के एक्सपोर्ट 6 times बढ़े। करीब 25 लाख लोग रोजगार में हैं इलेक्ट्रॉनिक सेक्टर। ओवर अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स की डिजाइन कैपेबिलिटीज में कई तरह के कॉम्प्लेक्स प्रोडक्ट, टेलीकॉम के नेटवर्क इक्विपमेंट, AI कैमराज, ऑटोमोबाइल इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स से रिलेटेड प्रोडक्ट, मेडिकल इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स से रिलेटेड प्रोडक्ट्स, पावर इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के प्रोडक्ट्स, सिग्नलिंग एंड सिक्योरिटी सिस्टम्स के प्रोडक्ट, इन सब का डिजाइन मैन्युफैक्चर भारत में होने लगा है।
The minister also said that the government has recently approved the electronic component manufacturing scheme, which will further deepen the electronics manufacturing ecosystem and lead to job growth. Mr. Vaishnaw said global confidence in India's electronics manufacturing surges with rising product quality and stronger IP safeguards. The IT minister also inaugurated VVDN Technologies state-of-the-art surface mount technology SMT line and mechanical innovation park at Manesar. Japan-based global digital transformation and IT services company NTT Data, cloud platform company NESA Networks and the Telangana government have signed an agreement to set up an artificial intelligence data center cluster in Hyderabad with an investment of 10,500 crore rupees. The agreement was formalized in the presence of Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy during a high-level meeting in Japan yesterday. An official release said that the upcoming facility in Hyderabad will feature a 400 megawatt data center cluster designed to host the country's most powerful AI supercomputing infrastructure with 25,000 graphics processing units. India has reaffirmed its commitment to inclusive, equitable and sustainable agriculture at the 15th meeting of BRICS agriculture ministers. Speaking at the meeting held in Brazil yesterday, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said global food security goals would remain unfulfilled unless small farmers are protected and empowered. He highlighted that agriculture for India is not merely an economic activity, but a source of livelihood, food and dignity for millions of families. He said that the world's 510 million smallholder farmers are the backbone of the global food system and are also the most vulnerable in the face of climate change, price volatility and resource scarcity.
कृषि और किसानों की समस्याओं का समाधान करने में तकनीकी का बड़ा योगदान भारत द्वारा डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर जैसी पहल गंभीर कृषि चुनौतियों का समाधान खोजने की दिशा में एक महत्वपूर्ण कदम है। भारत ने एक डिजिटल एग्रीकल्चर मिशन शुरू किया है जिसमें एग्रीस्टैक के माध्यम से प्रत्येक किसान उनकी जमीन और फसल को राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर एक विशिष्ट पहचान दी गई है। इस मिशन का उद्देश्य किसानों की आय बढ़ाना, उन्हें सरकारी योजनाओं का तत्काल लाभ दिलाना और कृषि क्षेत्र में पारदर्शिता सुनिश्चित करना है।
During the meeting, BRICS agriculture ministers launched the BRICS Land Restoration Partnership to address land degradation, desertification and the loss of soil fertility. In Chhattisgarh, Badesatti village of Sukma district has become the first Naxal-free Gram Panchayat of Bastar division. 11 Maoists active in this village surrendered before the superintendent of police in Sukma yesterday. Our correspondent has the details.
Chhattisgarh is moving rapidly towards fulfilling the resolution of Union Home Minister Amit Shah to make the country Naxal-free by March 2026. The Chhattisgarh government has recently launched the Ilwat Panchayat Yojana. Under this scheme, such Gram Panchayats from where all active Naxalites leave the Maoist organization and return to the mainstream of society will be declared Naxal-free Gram Panchayats. There is a provision to immediately approve an amount of 1 crore rupees for construction work to such Gram Panchayats. Yesterday, 11 Maoists active in Badesatti village of Sukma district have surrendered. These Maoists had a reward of 8.5 lakh rupees on them. After surrender, each Maoist has been provided an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees and other facilities under the rehabilitation policy of the state government. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said 33 Naxalites have surrendered in Sukma district. Mr. Shah congratulated the security force personnel and Chhattisgarh police for this success in the Naxal-Free India campaign. As many as 4 people have died and around 8 to 10 others are feared trapped under the debris after a 4-story building collapsed in the Mustafabad area of Delhi during the early hours this morning. Talking to the media, additional DCP of the Northeast District, Sandeep Lamba, said the incident took place at around 3 in the morning. Teams from the National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, and Delhi Police have reached the spot and rescue operations are currently underway. Nearly 10 fire tenders have also been dispatched to the site. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The National Testing Agency, NTA, released the results for the Joint Entrance Examination, JEE, Main Session 2 of 2025 this morning. This time, a total of 24 students have obtained a perfect NTA score of 100 in JEE Main 2025 Paper 1 BE/BTech. Among the top scorers are MD Anas and Ayush Singhal from Rajasthan, Daksh and Harsh Jha from Delhi, Devdatta Maji from West Bengal and Ayush Ravi Chaudhary from Maharashtra. The result, along with the cutoff, is now available on the official JEE Main website, jeemain.nta.nic.in. The government has stated that claims suggesting it is considering levying GST on UPI transactions over 2,000 rupees are completely false, misleading and without any basis. In a statement, the Finance Ministry clarified that currently no such proposal is under consideration by the government. It added that GST is levied only on charges such as the merchant discount rate MDR related to payments made using certain instruments. The United States and Italy have hailed the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor as one of the greatest economic integration and connectivity projects of this century. In a joint statement, they said the corridor will connect partners and stimulate economic development and integration from India to the Gulf, to Israel, to Italy, onward to the United States. A joint leader statement was issued after U.S. President Donald Trump and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's first official meeting held in Washington. The statement said that the U.S. and Italy will work together to develop the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, connecting partners by ports, railways and undersea cables and stimulating economic development. At least 74 people were killed and 171 injured in a U.S. airstrike on the Ras Isa oil port in Yemen, according to the Houthi rebels. This marks the deadliest known strike so far in President Donald Trump's new military campaign against the Houthis, which began on March 15 this year. The U.S. military has not released official casualty numbers or detailed information about the strikes. The Houthis, who control the affected areas, have limited independent access, making casualty confirmation difficult. Moving on to the world of sports, India's Himanshu Jakhar made history by winning the country's first ever Asian Under-18 Athletics Championships gold in the men's javelin throw in Dammam, Saudi Arabia. We have more from our sports desk.
Jakhar's winning throw of 67.57 meters, although short of his personal best of 74.56 meters, was enough to clinch the top spot on the podium. His historic achievement capped off a successful campaign for India, which wrapped up the championship with an impressive tally of 11 medals, 1 gold, 5 silver and 5 bronze. Next, we have from IPL cricket, where Punjab Kings defeated hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 5 wickets in a rain-marred 14-over match at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium last night. Chasing a target of 96 in 14 overs, Punjab reached the score with 11 balls to spare. Today, Gujarat Titans will face Delhi Capitals in Ahmedabad at 3:30 p.m. and Rajasthan Royals take on Lucknow Super Giants in Jaipur at 7:30 p.m. Now moving on to squash, where Indian star players Veer Chotrani, Anahat Singh and Akansha Salunkhe advanced to the semi-finals of the qualifying event of the World Championship being held in Kuala Lumpur. Second-seeded Chotrani defeated home favourite Mohammad Safiq Kamal 3-1 in the men's event. On the other hand, the 17-year-old fifth seed Anahat defeated Japan's Akari Midorikawa 3-0 in the women's quarterfinals. She will take on 8th-seeded Helen Tang of Hong Kong in the semi-final today. Meanwhile, Akansha Salunkhe also made it to the last four after beating Singapore's Wai Yan Au Yong 3-0. Akashwani News Desk Report.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Naresh. Most newspapers have reported the meeting between PM Modi and Elon Musk. Modi must discuss India-US partnership amid trade war. Committed to collaboration is a front page headline in the Asian Age. India slams Dhaka's ingenuous call on protecting rights of Indian Muslims, reports the Hindu. Amid the escalating US-China trade tensions, Beijing has reached out to India, saying it is ready to help Indian businesses tap into Chinese market, writes the Times of India. The Economic Times writes that India's biggest banks are reducing interest rates on savings accounts as part of a broader effort to protect their profitability. And finally, the manuscripts of Bhagavad Gita and Bharat Muni's Natyashastra are among 74 new documentary heritage collections that have been added to UNESCO's Memory of the World Register, writes the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Shagun. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says India's defence exports should reach 50,000 crore rupees by 2030. Electronics exports surged 6 times in the last 10 years to 3,25,000 crore rupees, informs Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says global food security goals would remain unfulfilled unless small farmers are protected. US and Italy hail India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. joint entrance examination main session 2 results declared 24 students get a perfect 100 NTA score, and Himanshu Jakhar wins country's first ever gold in under 18 Asian Athletics Championships in javelin throw in Saudi Arabia. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.